The downside of being first, it hits you really quickly.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to do two short ones. The first one is something that I wrote Christmas week. The Monday before Christmas, I was having one of those long, funny days where your head's not quite right. And what I do is I walk, but I'm like, that's my head, it's towards the River Lee. As I'm walking past the River Lee, I got this lovely thought in my head. It said, jump and just float away. So I kind of ignored it, as you do. There's a technical term for that, actually, it's called a transient suicide thought. It was never going to happen. But on the Tuesday, anyway, it kind of came back to me. So I wrote this on the Tuesday before Christmas time, thinking of people who are heading towards Christmas in difficult places, particularly in their head. So it's called The Calling. The river called me today. Jump, it said, just float away. On the swelling of my love, I will hold you like a glove, pull you into the deep where forever you can sleep and forget all the pain that has made you insane. I will take you as you are, on your feet or in your car, sing a shanty as you sink, and together we will sink as one into the ocean where love is not an ocean, and bliss you cannot miss will shine from every fish that will feast upon your soul while the tide around you rolls to commemorate the way you existed day to day in a world you did not fit, for you were never equipped to deal with all the hate the world endlessly creates. But love is not the sea, said I, though I could see the beauty of the ocean would soothe my pained emotions and could free me from the weight that so many people's hate had forced upon my mind, made my life a daily grind. No, love is not the sea, and the sea is not for me. But thank you for an offer so tenderly proffered, but I will go now on my way to face at least one more day. For love, it isn't given, and for that, you must be living. So the second one is a really short one. It's one of the band poem things I do. It's the Neil Diamond one. The reason I want to read it tonight is it's about 2 years old and it's gone through a whole load of readings and redesigns, and it's been with other people and had feedback. And then when I was typing them up over Christmas and gave them all titles and finished them, I finally found the ending I'd been looking for 2 years. So it's constructed using Neil Diamond song titles, for those of you who don't know what I do. It's called All I Really Need Is You. Thank the Lord for the night time and the Tennessee moon, because no words will open wide these prison doors, but a solitary man can reminisce for a while at night. Oh Mary, at night I feel you as if the shelter of your arms has no limits, as if I am a free man in Paris, as if I'm right by you back in LA. So save me a Saturday night, Mary, save me a Sunday sun, for I'll come running Sunday, baby, yes I will. And we will thank the Lord for the night time, someone who believes in you, and the beautiful noise of delicious love.
Next we have Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one.
Did you bring the coloring in pencils?
Yeah. I'll bring crayons.
Okay, the first picture is of the sea picture. I'm going to read a poem that's associated with it called Sea, Fear the Sea. Please myself, room to be brave, as the ocean does aspire for its highest wave. The wind over brine makes cold waters whip. Do you need its salt reminder to get a grip? But even in the quiet, small waters do lap. To build is the forks around which they wrap. When you conquer nature's small, weaker opponents, you can defeat the hard in future's vital moments.
Okay, the second poem is lighter. Has anyone seen the film Metropolis?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, just to give you a recap, Rotwang is the scientist and he creates this mechanoid, and it was the first epic sci-fi that was created around in 1928. And it was the first sort of sci-fi that used
like film to philosophize rather than to just to tell a story. Rot Wang is the scientist. Hel is this is the wife of a man who he recreates as a robot. And it's a complicated storyline because anyway, I'll read the poem. The heart is the mediator between hand and head. Rot Wang rose Hel from the dead and made this mechanoid of the sun's mother into a clone of the sun's lover. But if incest and sci-fi are this film's flaws, then we never could have had or enjoyed Star Wars.
Thank you. Next up we have Matthew Moynihan.
It's been playing around with different forms of poetry lately, and two very short ones here. One is a triole and the other is a villanelle. So the triole is called Annus Renovationis, and it's just the year of renewal, in a more pretentious way of saying it. This one shall breed the renaissance of my soul, for henceforth my slate remains pure. My clear eye has but one solitary goal. This one shall breed the renaissance of my soul. Just as the snake that sheds its skin whole, my archive shall find its true cure. This one shall breed the renaissance of my soul, for henceforth my slate remains pure. And the second one is called Our Souls Aren't Mortal. And I suppose everything I've been writing lately has kind of had Paris in the back of my mind. So I suppose this is almost a homage to the writers and the cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo. Go etch your name into the skies. Don't search the world for endless time. Live once, live hard, there's no reprise. As men hold on like rotting flies, let go, live on, avoid the crime, go etch your name into the skies. As all the world around us rise, make every moment feel sublime, live once, live hard, there's no reprise. As bodies seize and lose their ties, their legacies and souls will climb, go etch your name into the skies. As being falls away with cries, it never lived and felt its prime, live once, live hard, there's no reprise. Forget about your mortal prize, your acts are where you learn your dying. Go etch your name into the skies, live once, live hard, there's no reprise.
Next.
Oh. Sorry, Liz. I just thought I was late coming up.
You all right, sir?
Yeah, thanks very much. Right, I need this space, many of you know. Some of you have already heard the pieces I'll be doing. I'm doing one piece, but in two versions. It's not my own. I'm working on a volume of translations by a German writer who fell in 1915, and we're hoping to publish that with Bradshaw Books. I already introduced this poem, among others, at their Christmas festival. The writer is called August Stramm, and what he delivered for the German language is very similar to what Joyce did for English, and yet he's very unknown because he fell only 2 years after he started publishing. And he writes very condensed poetry, which breaks and bends the language. The volume I'm translating are his love poems. The volume is called Du, You. And this is the opening piece of the volume, and the topic spans basically the whole book. And it's important to know that as a very spiritual thinker, when he thinks of love and you and I, he thinks that as big as the universe. It's not necessarily another person. It can be much bigger than that. So I'm going to do the German version first, and my translation second. Liebeskampf. Das Wollen steht. Du fließt und fließt. Nicht halten, suchen nicht. nicht, nicht! Das Wollen steht und reißt die Wände nieder. Das Wollen steht und ebbt die Ströme. Das Wollen steht und schrumpft die Meilen in sich. Das Wollen steht und keucht und keucht und keucht vor dir. Vor dir und hassen, vor dir und wehren, vor dir und beugen sich und sinken, treten, streicheln, fluchen, segnen. Um und um die runde, runde Hetzewelt. Das Wollen steht, geschehen, geschieht. Im gleichen Krampfe pressen unsere Hände und unsere Tränen wellen auf den gleichen Strom. Das Wollen steht, nicht du, nicht dich. Das Wollen steht, nicht ich. Now, das Wollen is translated with the wanting, and the wanting is bigger than us. I have called it Biology Drive previously, so think of that. Right. Love Duel. The wanting stands. You flee and flee, not holding, seeking not. I want you not. The wanting stands and rips the walls down. The wanting stands and ebbs the streams off. The wanting stands and shrinks the miles within it. The wanting stands and gasps and gasps and gasps before you. Before you and hating. Before you and wrestling. Before you and bowing away, and sinking, stomping, stroking, cursing, blessing. Turn for turn, the round, round, hustling world. The wanting stands. Events evolve. In equal clench, press our hands, and our tears well up the equal stream. The wanting stands, not you, not at you. The wanting stands, not I. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosalind Blue. Next up we have Angus Daly.
Good evening. I was working this a bit over Christmas. Really like Rosalind Blue, there's a bit of a tune to it. So I'll give it a shot. It's small but late, but I'll give it a shot. Dad, I'm gonna let you out. Gonna undo the clasp, let that cry out. With the incense and signs, gonna open the chains and let you out. Dada, you're captured here in this house. Your troubled heart, enslaved voice, in comfort for years. They held on with their jewelry and frightened tears. Now I can see that in the end, only I can let you be. That I'm gonna let you out. Gonna undo the clasps, let that cry out. With the incense and psalms, gonna open the chains and let you out. That I won't forget your handcraft, your path to the sea. in uniform, a flickering light, a burning wick of earnestness and righteousness, all part of me. I'm letting you out to that rightful place with the chiming bell and softening light that I'm gonna let you be. Gonna undo the clasps, let that cry out with their jewelry and frightened charms. For far too long they held on. I can see in the end my heart didn't let you be. Gonna let you out. Open the chains to the golden song and returning flickering light. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angus. Next up we have Joe Sweeney. Don't leave. Oh no. Okay. Eugene Crowley.
Goblin visit, a passenger gift of Cribstraw, never a short day. Litany of endgames, countered by counter blessings. The poet James Kelly, Port Zulus. The Bishop of Derry and daughter, old friends. The marriage of Aoife, Princess of Leinster, relocated. Chine.
Cynical version of The Wanting, which I have never heard before, but it kind of happens to coalesce. It's called Burnt Out Match. Chance throws them together as they move outside a crowded pub to smoke one final fag. The hand of destiny is not involved. Just the old story of a mismatched pair, she seeking affection and protection, he prepared for sex and not rejection. Leaving aside their planetary ties, she could be straight from Venus, he from Mars. The urges of biology dictate that these two will hook up and maybe mate. Not the two halves of Plato's perfect egg, more like a square hole and a round peg. If in the morning they awake to find they've sampled the proverbial one-night stand, he may light up with a laconic air, she may persuade herself she doesn't care. Two naked bodies lying on crumpled sheets. Who knows? They may decide to call it quits.
Frankie Griffin is next.
And then the poem. And this is, I wrote this, my sister-in-law's mother passed away in November, and an unusual request, the family asked me on the morning of the funeral would I stay back at the house and keep an eye on it, so I did. And while I was sitting there, I wrote this poem. I'm dedicating it to Sandra McShane down there, who was marched all over Ireland about the water charges. And It's called A Star Is Born. In a quiet house, I sit in the empty chair, surrounded by framed family photos. I mumble my own personal prayer tribute. They've all gone to pay respect. And in the dead silence, a bird chirps, rattling its cage. Torrential rainfall beats at the window, and I hear the faint ticking of a clock, reminding me that time moves on, life comes, life goes. The clock will tick forever, but we will not. At nightfall, from my window, I can see raindrops drip from the branches of a leafless tree, and a beautiful backdrop of silver shining stars dancing brightly in the dark sky. The torrential rain has cleared, and up there, among the plough and the stars and the seven sisters, one star shines brighter than all the rest. And I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, I bow my head and whisper God bless to the star of the show and the souls of the faithful departed.
Workshop. It would have made more sense to not remember you, to go home and not rediscover you, alone in a rustic bar, cruising for sound bites. The silver ring won't fit me. It suits you better anyway. The encrypted subscription pervades an educated mess. Conspiracy overflowing. Theories spring into animation as selected cuddle, holding a member in a dead car, freezing that concrete you vow to avoid, sinking pride in a well of an exhausted battery. A courtesy drink keeps you warm, moved on by the Gardaí without warning. Fascistic self-respect is nothing to keep the bed and breakfast at bay. Not even a nurse has bed for the night. A TB's life form stands erect, ugly waitresses milling about. Sleep by my nightlight, illuminated computers. Dance at lines that do not scan. We're an abomination just to sleep away.
Doing it all night. Hello. I just had an idea there when Frankie said what he said. So I'll see if I can find this poem, which it won the 5-word challenge. Well, it was a co-winner along with John McNally when last night in December. So the words were mustard, haberdashery, patina, crevice and soft. Soft day, boy, yeah. Do you know about the water protest being bad for business? Bad for business, yeah. Whose business? Sure, I don't know. Haberdashers, mustard stores, crevice merchants, etc. What are you on about? Your wan Sharon the Gaylord from the news. First question she asked one of the protesters was, in the run-up to Christmas, aren't the war protests bad for business? Really? Yeah. So does that woman have any patina of decency at all?
Thanks, Rab. That was a nice flashback to 2014. Next poet is Lucia Pasquale.
I don't have a title for this. The space between bodies is a valley untouched by map makers. The land there speaks. Bones are the only secrets worth keeping, but flesh is a fickle friend and a foe. After memory's carcass is picked clean and its marrow rendered a shrine, kissed at night by calloused lips, the birds will sing their lamentation. Your body and my body are pillars of sand, and when the final whistle blows, mine will have fallen to dust. Time is a river, and the horizon is always thinning. I beg in the small hours to count the number of times in a day we live and die. Thanks, Lucia. Max is next.
I think we need a bit of music. It's a very simple song that I write to my kids, you know. So I said, flip it out, break open, sing a song. It's very, very simple, but it's just, I wrote a song for the kids' ward before Christmas, so I kind of said I'd adapt it for New Year's for tonight. And a little seasonal in Italy. And the second part is New Year's, Happy New Year's with a dash of realism, you know. So. Oh, it's tuned all lovely. I'll choke. Okay.
I remember Christmas and New Year's in this very long ago. A massive session in our pub. And London guards are at the door.
I set it up.
And the women would cry, "Jolly, I don't know then if I should." And he'd say, "Have a thice gun, Molly, don't you know to do your good?" And the whoop outlet, and they'd head off in the lorry to deliver to Gloan. A New Year's candle on each window, ivy pinned and curtains drawn. I'm nervous as a cat. Nothing like them holly berries glistening neath the trees near the moon. And we'd head home by shortens, and Daddy Fag would play the spoons. We'd strike over to Dimbrophy's for a pail of Jersey milk. Cattle calling in its stables were for us an all-round crib. And we'd know when all the townies would head up over Rossmore. They'd be singing Tregeela songs till they'd return next year. And they'd sing, "Happy New Year to those who want one. Happy New Year to those who care. Happy New Year."
I'm just going to blind back to each chance that I'm used to sing. I sing fire at home, but I go dumb. Okay.
Happy New Year to those who want one. Happy New Year to those who care. Happy New Year sounds so naive and optimistic. Only genuine friends can call that cheer. It's not so fun.
Okay, let's. Sorry, so
Happy New Year, Max.
I'm doing fine. Okay.
Carry on, get on.
Here's a shout out to all the cynics. That's your rap.
Yeah.
Who sit in their jaded pallet roof. One day you may fall down amongst us, where darkness is only half the truth. It's not so funny in the rehab. There are few smiles for dependency. Dreaming of detoxed mind and spirit. Only here I see the true beauty. But it's not so jolly on steel trolleys, nor in the all-night surgery. Patient and medics, which are the martyrs to gluttonous, binging slavery. Happy New Year to all the writers raise a toast to poets too. You share your dreams and hopes and fears, but spring poetry stars will shine new. I remember Christmas of a very long ago, a very long ago.
I should have started the second time.
Thank you, Mags. I hope you heard that. And Angus's song on the radio, where? Oh, I forgot who's next. Oh. Kieran, you're next.
You know, read.
Wow.
And I'm gonna read this over 2 weeks to it loud. So I'm gonna read the first half of it now. I'm gonna come back next week for the second half. Warriors for the road. Are we just durable? Is that what we've become? Or became? Or the same now as ever we were? Or just calculating question? Excuse the variable, that's not a question. There was a certain certainty that was born in self-belief, that fulfilled for us every desire and answered every itching question. But oppression and all his sons and daughters killed that belief. The knowledge that reassured us that it was enough to know. I saw it first either in the hilly plains or flat mountains of Poland. Oh, wait, maybe. Is that right? And if not, what would you have known of her being beaten into submission by sorrow, and so beat her own sorrow into submission? And all the while announcing how she will not submit, she will not succumb to the whips and comforts of oppression. But she never said comforts, for she did not know then that that's what they were. And call her strong now. Now we admire in the quiet cues of the cafe where she works her strength. But what we mean when we say strong is that she has sacrificed more of her potential than us who were never forced to sacrifice by the sacrificed. Until we ourselves wake and notice the dull pains and dimness of squares, and notice how we've been counterpunching in combinations of fours and fives in rings in other men's boxing gyms. And sometimes the other will succumb, and you will win, or was it we? But this is not of question, this is of statement. Or indeed, is it? For winning and losing forced you to sweat about the same. The blood still trickles down from above your brow and hampers your vision, positively blind. And with about all the positivity the blind can muster, we carry on. With our arms raised by some unknown mediating force, for we don't have the energy left to raise them ourselves. That's us, running marathons to keep up with conformity, when all that was needed was a short, sharp sprint of invention. And just as the distance grows from the start, the distance grows from the end. And the curves and hurdles add to our load and reassure us that we are strong. We are strong enough to carry loads that we made for ourselves and take them on journeys leading to a nowhere, further from the somewhere in, to the nowhere in which we now exist. Thanks.
Thanks, Ciarán. So next week you'll read us part two. Grand March is next.
I'm not reading the poem today. I just wanted to tell you something about an event that I'm involved in organizing. Just to keep it really brief because we're out of time. It's called the Mutant Cabaret. It happens in the Roundy. It's hopefully going to happen once a month. The first one's on the 29th of January. And what it is, it's artists, on a night maybe four or five artists, poets, maybe performance artists of some kind, and maybe even film artists. The idea is that these people will collaborate with an electronic band called Generic People. So Generic People will improvise music on the night for whatever the artist does. The artist will do their thing and Generic People will improvise. And we had a sample run back in October, and Sue Blue, Sue Cosgrave, Julie Goo, and who else was there now?
Yourself.
No, but I'm thinking of the poets. Anyway, there were four or five poets there. So I put together a little bit of just a couple of seconds from each poet. Now, I couldn't fit everyone on, so sorry, Sue, you're not on this because of recording now. But Sue Cosgrave, Julie Goo, oh, and a guy called Wasp versus Humans, Carl Glover, if you've seen him. So this is just a collection of what it sounds like, just to give you some idea. And we're looking for more people to come on board, so if anybody's kind of interested in it, please talk to me afterwards. I'll be going to the main for a drink there, so maybe you can talk to me there. Hopefully you'll identify who these people are.
The letter keeps calm. Pressure, advantage, suppression, devotion, fucking long ways. Motives, the other old in the end, will be the tainted friendship. Where is she now? The day after, 50 years from now, unraveled, unstitched, shafted, shifted.
Okay, so that's an idea. Like, so that's just Generic People, totally unrehearsed, just improvising music to what was going on. If you think you might be interested to see all those artists in full length, if you go to YouTube and search for Mutant Cabaret, you'll be able to see the audio at least of the piece. Now we're hoping to record it as well, and sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't. But it's kind of experimental, and it's open to experimentation and stuff. So that's Mutant Cabaret. Talk to me later if you're interested.
What's the date?
It's the 29th of January. It's a Thursday. It'll be kind of late, maybe half nine kind of start or something.
Information thank you. Thanks, Corinne. Our last performer tonight is Michal.
Short
one. Mm-hmm. I'm happy because my daughter's hamster is happy. He's checking tickets on the train she's dreaming about, and in his little blue uniform and with his little yellow book of instructions. And there he goes. His name is Harry.